Well, I just got kicked off of TikTok again. What's interesting is this time I asked someone out on a date. Someone that is legally over 18. Someone that I know that texted me on my own personal line this morning. It wasn't on TikTok. We just talked to each other. And I just happened to see her on TikTok. I said, hey, you want to go do something? Like a date. The old-fashioned way. I even used those words, old-fashioned. Like the old days, going on a date. Apparently, they don't like that. I was kicked off for a month. Now, it's not going to... I mean, it's kind of a joke. I mean, really. Yeah, I know. Be not on TikTok anymore for a month. Whoopee. I mean, geez. I don't know what to say. The last time I got kicked off and I made a video about that time was I asked someone to come over and play house. And that was it. I didn't use the F word. I didn't use any of the 7 bad words. Nothing. This is another example of it. I don't know who's running the show at TikTok, but this is ridiculous. And yes, I did appeal. I asked someone the old-fashioned way on a date because I know her. She texted me on my iPhone this morning. Unbelievable. You should be ashamed. TikTok. Don't you guys have anything better to do? I was going to put a show on this channel, on this platform. I don't think I will. That's a big loss to them. I can hear them now going, oh boy, like we really lost there. Oh my God. Wow. Well, I got 10 minutes to fill, so I think I'll fill it. I'm going to do a show on another platform. Just whatever comes to mind, you know, whatever strikes me as not right, I'm going to talk about it. There's something in this country called freedom of speech. I wasn't even cussing, using bad language. There's something called free speech. It's in the Constitution. I didn't yell to a packed house, movie house, there's a fire. I didn't yell, fire. I didn't do any of that. I asked someone on a date. A friend. And this time I did find the appeal button. Now normally I have... Let's see, my little thing to do television show or shows, but I'm not doing that today. I'm not sure if you saw that, but this is my little thing to put my phone on to do shows. Well, I haven't started it yet. It's not going to be written down. There's not going to be anything to read. It's just going to come straight out of the top of my head. But I better be careful about what I say with TikTok. Oh my God. They're going to take away my birthday. That's what I heard. I don't celebrate it anyway. I'm too old. They can have it. Now I got 4 more minutes to fill. Let me see. Who will I take my show to? Well, Instagram. YouTube. Competitors of theirs. See, who else can I take it to? I'll talk to my daughter about that. She does stuff on here all the time. Well, yeah, my shirt says "Go ask your mom." That's when I was watching my grandkids. My ex-wife brought me this shirt. Says, "Ask your mother. Go ask your mother." That's what ex-wives do. They give me stuff like this. That's a pretty good shirt, actually. I get comments all the time about it. But, yeah, violated today for asking someone the old-fashioned way on a date. Wow. Now, I know this should move along a little quicker than what I do, what I'm doing right now, but I don't care. I don't have an editor. I will not have a script for my production. It's going to come straight off the top of my head. For instance, I'll do a show on online dating. Wish I could do a month on that. Every day, 10-minute show. 1 day a week, 5 days a week. On Friday, I'll have Mailbag Friday for everyone that responds. The most interesting ones I'll bring into the show, and we'll have Mailbag Friday. Okay, the first couple of weeks is going to be online dating. Every girl I run into is out of gas. Every single one of them. That's a different show. This show today is about us losing our freedom of speech. And that's important. We don't live in a communist state. We don't live in what's that show? Old Maid's Tale or something. You know, they're in some weird kind of religious thing going on. We're not in that state. But yeah, I think I'm gonna do probably a month's worth of shows just on online dating. Oh, I got some good ones. Yeah, stuff that I've run into. I mean, it'll be bashing women a little bit, but I mean, the guys are idiots too. I'm one of them, you know. But this is an official protest to TikTok for running a ship that there's no one sailing the ship. They just violate people. I've had enough. Have fun.